News out of, speaking of football, news out of the Sioux Falls Storm office.
This is kind of exciting.
This afternoon, joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line, the owner of the Sioux Falls Storm, Todd Tryon. And Todd, first, I got to know, how's that Storm Bowling League going? Are you rolling it up this year?
You know, I passed on it this year.
No.
You know, bowling is something that I do with my kids, and that's about the extent of it.
I know you guys always have a good time with your annual bowling league with the Storm, so I thought, well.
You know, the Eastway Bowl does a great job, and, you know, I know the guys get out there, and that's a little too crazy a game for me, so I pass this year.
All right, the news is out that Sioux Falls is going to play Sioux City, a rivalry revitalized. Give us the details of how this all came together.
Well, you bet. You know, some people, you know, they've thought that there's been, you know, huge issues between Sioux Falls and Sioux City, and reality is you know, I've built a great relationship with Bob Scott down there, their owner, and, you know, we've done a great job the last 3 years of trading players back and forth, and, you know, just through this process, about 3-4 months ago, I went down there, and you know, we're always talking about, you know, league stuff and their league and our league. And it was at that point that, you know, we made an agreement on a 2-year deal to where we would have a preseason game with each other. And this year we go down there, and next year they come up here. And, you know, they'll be the first team that will be playing in the event center with us. And we're excited about that.
Are there usually exhibition games, Todd, with teams that are outside of your league? Or is this just something special because it's Sioux City?
You know, no, it's getting pretty interesting. Every team tries to schedule a preseason game, and sometimes it's an outdoor team that'll come in, and, you know, it's just a waste. You're not beating up against your other players on your team. Last year, Nebraska played the Lincoln Haymakers. They're playing them again this year. At this point, I believe that's the only, you know, two leagues kind of playing each other during a preseason game.
Mm-hmm. The Sioux City Bandits are in the Champions Professional Indoor Football League. What do you know about that league? Are they having success down there? Because there are a couple of teams from the old IFL that are in that league.
You know, I'll be careful what I say on this topic, but, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, the top few teams in that league could compete very well in our league,
mm-hmm.
and we'd love to get them in our league. You know, it's the bottom end of the league that, you know, we've had choices of going to other leagues, and, you know, the choice was, do I put a lesser product on the field and make money, or do I put the best product on the field I can and contribute to my community? And, you know, I've chosen to contribute to our community and not make money. We're Sioux City, you know, and I don't blame the guy. I mean, he wants to make a little money with the time and effort he puts into it, and that's the reason that they continue to be in that league. We continue to be in our league.
And I totally understand where Bob Scott is going on it, too, knowing what he has kept football alive in Sioux City. And, you know, I tip my cap to him down there.
Absolutely. Bob Scott, he knows how to run a program. He knows how to make money. And, you know, he proves that you can get good talent for less. And, you know, but what – The part that I just don't want to bring into Sioux Falls is the lower tier teams that you know, that we would have to bring in if that was the direction we end up going.
He's Todd Tryon, owner of the Sioux Falls Storm, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You know, Todd, I've got a couple of degrees. One of them's in communication, but another one in business, and it always fascinates me when a business or an independent franchise is successful in a league that sometimes isn't. What is it about your business model, or what is it that you're trying to do that other franchises haven't been able to do that you've been so successful in this league?
You know, it always starts with our market. You know, we've got an unbelievable market. The fact that, you know, we're in a community that, you know, we got 150,000 people growing. The median income is really good. You know, we don't have a legit D1 college here in town. To, you know, we're considered the top talent level. You know, we're not competing against the other pro teams out there where some of these other markets are. And so when, you know, the markets are, the other teams are facing two problems. One is either their market isn't big enough to draw the people, or two, you know, they're in such a big market, mm-hmm. where they're competing against so many other things.
Well, we're adding Bemidji, Minnesota to the league. The Axemen. You know, I wish them the best up there, and they're signing players right now. What do you know about the Axemen right now?
Well, their best signing was their coach that they brought on, and Coach Fuller is a veteran to our league and is a great coach. He's going to recruit great talent. And, you know, up there in Bemidji, it's a lot like down in Grand Island. You know, when they first announced that team, they were like, you know, how the heck are they going to, you know, put butts in the seats there? And they've been the top, you know, ticket drawer the last 3 years in attendance. And, you know, I think, you know, Bemidji has a hockey team up there that draws, you know, 4,000 people a game. And you know, I feel that the football is going to be a big draw. And, you know, it's going to come back to can you win? You know, people want to come and see a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think the first year or two they'll be very successful, and then it will be based off of, you know, kind of on the field performance.
What is the biggest challenge for them? Because Bemidji State is such a hockey rabid university in that region. When you heard that Bemidji was going to have an expansion franchise, any concern that the hockey folks might not embrace what this football is, or are they two different markets?
I think they're two different markets, and you look here in Sioux Falls, you know, between our hockey and our football, you know, yeah, you've got a handful of you know, season ticket holders that go to both, you know, but for the most part, there's people who love hockey and there's people who love football, and, you know, the people who love football are going to be at your games. And, you know, up there in Bemidji, the challenges they have, like any expansion team is, you know, this is our 15th year. And every year you get a little better and you do things a little better and you're that much further ahead of the curve. Where you bring on an expansion team, I mean, you know, they're just trying to build the team. You know, then you got to worry about game day operations. You got to worry about sponsorships and season tickets. I mean, just, you know, it is a lot to get in there the first year or two, you know, to be able to compete with, you know, with the Sioux Falls.
How much of an advantage is it that Chris Koukalis is going to be part of that ownership group as well as what he's already doing in Cedar Rapids?
Oh, it's huge. Anytime you've got an experienced owner you're that much further ahead of the curve. I mean, he's still got his work cut out for him, but, you know, as opposed to a brand-new owner just trying to get going, trying to figure this out, I mean, he's so much further ahead of the game.
Again, Sioux Falls, Sioux City, going to play again. They haven't played since 2010. They're going to play down at the Tyson Event Center coming up February 2nd. Little Bandit Storm preseason game. And one thing I did not know, you're going to do it again the following year here in Sioux Falls. I like the idea.
It's the 7th, February 7th. It's a Friday night. Details will be coming. Like a lot of things, I mean, we put a great idea out there and kind of figure out the details on the back end.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as ticketing goes and, you know, that type of stuff, I mean, details will be coming on that.
Yeah, folks in Sioux City are going to love this. They're going to pack the place down there on Feb 7.
Especially
when they want to come see Chris Dixon play for the Sioux Falls Storm again. I mean, if that's going to happen again this year.
You know, we've got some big announcements that, you know, we don't want to throw it all out there at once, so we're just trying to sprinkle some things out there. And you know, we've got some legit player signings that we're going to be releasing here in the near future.
Good stuff. Hey, congratulations, Todd. Always appreciate talking with you. We wish you the best, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. You do a great job.
Thanks, Todd.
Todd
Tryon, the owner, Sioux Falls Storm.